Season four, what's good, y'all?
Yeah, what's going on? What's good? What's going on, man? It's Marquis from Boston. How y'all doing out there, man? Listen, it's April already, man. Woo! This year's going fast. It's crazy. Yo, we're going to Brooklyn today. We're going to Boston, to Brooklyn. We're going to visit the Unk. We're going to visit the other Unk, man. Uncle Murder. Lenny Grant's Story is the album. It came out February 23rd. 2024, 37 minutes, 28 seconds of pure heat. You know, Uncle Murder is underrated. Like, he creates some incredible records. And then some good records, or just some solid records that, it could be club bangers, it could be trap records, drill records, you know, hood records. Like, you got a catalog. You gotta get his flowers, you know? Shout out to Uncle Murder. Let's talk about it. Number one is, like, subscribe, you know, notification bell, man. Comment below, man. Stop playing. So number one is If I Die, produced by Buck Roll. It's the toughest vulnerable rapper on an R&B trap type of records. Like, he can be vulnerable. Like, he's done his dirt. You know, he's known for what, you know, he's been saying in his rhymes, just put it that way. And so he's earned his rep. So when he speaks, you gotta listen, man. So Brooklyn Vet Uncle Murder starts the album with a couple of shots. Boop, boop. It's Brooklyn, man. It's Brooklyn in the house, man. Mr. Murder is shooting back verbally though, and starts the album out set tripping. He's still set tripping though. Let's go to number two, man. The Project's produced by Buck Roll, featuring Conway the Machine. Shout out to Conway. All right, Mr. Grant continues his street stories about his project days. Lenny Grant is a truthful and a bold rapper. Like, he's speaking, man. He gotta tell you what's going on. Lenny Grant got Conway the Machine on here. So Conway the Machine joins this eerie and spooky track. This is just a good record with quality rap heroes. Man, Conway the Machine, if you can get a Conway feature, man, I mean, he's one of the new features. Like, you know, if you can get a Benny feature, a Conway feature, a Still Got Good Cooks feature, a West Side Gun feature, certain features, you know, Rock Marciano feature, you know, Flea Lord features, a lot of features you can get that'll be like, like, these are the people that are kind of running the industry, man. There's a lot of good rappers out there, man. I'm just excited for hip-hop. Let's go to number three. They Said, featuring Simba and Q-Bands, man. Produced by Ahmed G. Uncle Murder knows how to create good to great records. His flow and his content, his features, his melodies, his hooks. Yo. I hear his style everywhere. It's in clubs. It's in hood records. It's in the suburbs. You can listen. His music is everywhere. I'm telling you. I bet you people know. It's a solid record. Yo, he know how to make records. That's all I got to say. I don't know. Murder. Something about Uncle Murder, man. His music, man. This is a good album. Number four, I'm Okay With That. Produced by Boy Wonder. Beat is soulful as rapper is reminiscing. He's reminiscing. Like Mary, man. Reminisce. But Uncle, you know, Murder is 10 toes down back in the days. That's what he was. He was 10 toes down back in the days. Now he's just reminiscing and putting a beat to it. Man, the rapper's growth is needed, though. And it should be cheered on through his rap and in hip-hop, you know. So let's clap for Uncle Murder, man. He's doing better. He's a better man. He's, you know, he's helping now. He's, you know what I mean? Like, his growth. You know, he's talking about the past, but he's talking about other social issues. You know, sometimes he gets a little political, or, you know, if he has to, like, he'll jump in, and if something's right, he'll jump in. I see Uncle Murder doing something. He got a little movement, you know what I mean? So shout out to Uncle Murder. Number five, Money, featuring Jadakiss, produced by Great John and Jonathan Scott. This joint's fire, man. Money used to be Money used to be seashells. I just want to give y'all a little history lesson when I can. Money used to be seashells. Like, you know, you go in the water, you get a seashell. That was money, man. You know, all money ain't good money. That's another message, you know, I wanted to, you know, talk and speak on based on this record. Rappers Uncle Murda and Jadakiss speak on their encounters with dollars and cents, man. What would you do? Would you do anything insane for a great amount of money? That's another question I got for the audience, man. But shout out to, you know, I want to shout out to not just the producers on here, but Uncle Murda's engineer. If it was one producer, whoever it was, the engineer was fire. The way they, you know, wrapped up the records together and made them flow, you know, and then, you know, the way they selected them and all that. Let's go to number six. No Safety. No Safety. Got No Safety, man. Featuring Avator Keys and Benny the Butcher. This is produced by Great John. They got some great chemistry, Great John and Uncle Murda, man. Album tones down and hits the R&B route a bit. When Uncle Murda raps on Barney's theme, it's like Barney's theme. It still sounds gangster, man. Like, you know, you can rap on like a circus song and it is still sound gangster, man. Feature Benny the Butcher, man, adds some hustling bars with the safety off. Like, they, you know, Benny came in with the safety off. He's like, yo, what up? You need a feature? But the safety's off. Get in the booth. Shout out to Benny the Butcher and his movement. All right, number seven, 10 Toes Down, featuring, produced by Great John. Great John, that's, when I say, you might as well say featuring Great John, man, because Great John and Uncle Murda, they get together, they put together some magic, man. Great John and Uncle Murda sound really good together. Uncle is looking for forgiveness as, well, he's looking for forgiveness for all his sins on this particular record. Song is rewindable for sure. It's just they got some good chemistry. Like, number eight, like, the way this music, I'm telling Great John, Spin the Block featuring 50 Cent and Styles P, produced by Great John. Now, the way they remix this remix record, like, it's not even a remix record, it's just like they put, you know, elements of the past hits into this one to make another hit. That's dope, man. Love the way they clip up their previous hit record with the Rainbow. Y'all know the Rainbow. No Diddy. You know, and made another dope song with it, you know? They took the Rainbow record, you know, and made it. So 50 on the hook, Styles P on the actual feature, it just hits, man. This song hits. And guess what? Styles P, listen, Styles P fans, if y'all listening to, we need to convince Styles P not to retire. Don't retire. This Styles P, don't retire. We got to get a no hashtag. You know how they were saying, let the locks free, and they had the campaign? Let's do a campaign about Styles P. You know, Styles P can't retire campaign. Like, hashtag can't retire Styles P or something. We got to figure it out. Nah, but shout out to Styles P and the locks. Number nine, Grimy, produced by Boy Wonder. We get the Grimy version of Lenny Grant's Growing Pains. This song has R&B feel with a splash of Murda. Splash. It's a splash of Murda. Number 10, Ride Out featuring Pezzy and I say Maceo Guns, produced by Toby, I believe Itch. Mr. Brooklyn, aka Murda, knows how to connect with the newer rappers and their vibes and their movements. He knows how to incorporate his sound into the newer sound. Like, Uncle Murda is like today's music. He's always today's music. He's got a good ear. He's always working with, you know, the young bucks, the young artists, and you know, creating good music. You know, that's the good thing about it. They're creating good music. You know, they're not just, he's not just like trying to stay relevant with the young rappers. I think they kind of need each other, really. Now, Uncle Murda knows how to create good music. We talked about this. Now, 50 Cent should let Uncle Murda executive produce his next album. What do you guys think? And are we ready for another 50 Cent album? Are we? Put it in the comments below. That's for number 11, man. I Change, man. This the way that record go comes out too. Oh man, the way the flow is, man, strong in the front. You know what I'm saying? And then in the middle, boom. And then like, you know what I mean? Then at the end, it's like a story. It is like a story. I get it, man. You know, I like it. I like it. I like this Uncle Murder, man. All right, number 11, I Change, produced by Great John, man. He should have just did the whole album. I'm just saying. But Great John and Uncle Murder, don't miss, man. Good chemistry. The soul, soulful music passes through the speakers. Uncle Murder entertains us with vocals. Just a dope rapper. Uncle Murder's a dope rapper. Give Uncle Murder his flowers. He's just a dope rapper. He can rap, man. Like, he can rap. He can rap better than a lot of y'all favorite rappers. Just be honest. Be honest. Don't just because it's the content, you know, he talks about. A lot of people don't like the guns and, you know, sometimes misogyny of women. This is like his old verses, old rap system. But he's mature, man. He's got growth for these records. So, you know, we gotta ride with these artists, man. And, Uncle Murder got growth and he's doing his thing, man. Let's talk about number 12. Well, last record, like, subscribe, notification bell, man. Get the books if you can. Severe's Chronicles. Severe's Classics Volume 2. Now, I got Volume 1 out there, too. So, get 1 and 2 if you could. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it. Let's get into it. Get the merch, too, man. I don't even got the merch on. I got no merch on. But, you know, the merch is in the description. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Future supporters. Like, subscribe, man. Ring the notification bell. Share. That's the best way. You know what I mean? But, number 12. Listen. Too Hurt to Cry. Ooh, this record right here. This is like one of them sad, vulnerable records. This is produced by Dan the Man. Dan the Man. First, let's say R.I.P. to Mama Murder. I'm going to call her Mama Murder. You know, I don't think, did he say her name on here? His mom passed, but I think he was around 12-ish. You know, let's talk about the album opens, opens the album with, you know, Heat. It's there in the beginning, like I said earlier. And then he ends it with a bang as well. You know, he said his mother told him not to cry before she passed. That's deep. That's really a deep message. That his mother was tough. She had to, and she probably had to be tough. Like, my mother had to be tough. His mother's remind me of my mother. You know, my mother had to be tough. She was a single mother of two kids. She was a carpenter doing construction in the white man's world. It was, you can imagine, it was insane, but my mother's my hero, so, but yeah, man, this is a sad record, man. Loving how Uncle Murder shares his actual stories. It's a great album. 2024 ATM Worldwide Incorporated / Empire, man. This is a great record. Uncle Murder, man, you did it again. Every year, the first of the year, you know, he does the wrap-up. He always kills it, so shout out to Uncle Murder, the rapper. Yeah, I know he be killing that rapper. The rapper's fire. And sometimes it be too long. These things are like, he making like 9, 10 minute, 20 minute records or these things. But shout out to Uncle Murder. I wonder who's gonna take on that torch, because he said he was gonna retire with the wrap ups and pass it to somebody. But what rapper can do the wrap up? Let's name some rappers in the comments. That's fun. Let's name some rappers in the comments that could continue the wrap up from Uncle Murder. Who can continue that? You know what I mean? That. Cause this is like a, cause it's a statement. It's like a, it's a, it's history. It's part of hip hop. It's part of rap. The wrap ups, you know. It's dope, man. So who can take up, who or rapper, which rapper can take over that and do them well? All right, let's get out of here, man. It's Uncle Murder, Lenny Grant story, man. Listen, I know more about the individual. I know more about Lenny Grant. And thanks for sharing, Lenny Grant, a.k.a. Uncle Murder, man. And I appreciate the good music. Appreciate the producers and the features, the engineers and sound guys, whoever, man. Because you guys put out quality music, and that's what I respect. Even if it's hardcore or street or whatever, it's still quality, and that's what I like, you know, quality at the end of the day. All right, y'all, love over hate, man. It's y'all, come, whoa, support, like, subscribe, ring that notification bell, yeah.